The Great Sending, Season Number 4. God's Heart for the World Beating Through You, a series of devotions edited by Will Soans and published by 10th Power Publishing of Elgin, Illinois. This is the second episode of Season Number 4, which focuses upon the Great Sending Essentials. This message is Nourishing the Fishers of Men, written by Reverend Dr. Russell Sommerfeld. From John 21. When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Feed my lambs." Then he said to him a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Tend my sheep." Jesus said to him a third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" So he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep." Jesus said, "Feed my lambs. Tend my sheep. Feed my sheep." The end became the beginning. John chapter 20, verse 31 seems like the conclusion of the gospel according to John, for there we read, "Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name." Sounds like the ending, however. John immediately picks up again in chapter 21 with the words, "After this, Jesus revealed himself again to the disciples by the Sea of Tiberias." There was more to the come. The resurrected Jesus met seven of his disciples back at their fishing vocations. He encountered them as he had done 3 years earlier when he had called them to be fishers of men. Still failing in their vocations as fishermen now in this encounter, they had nothing to show for their labors. And once again, Jesus miraculously produced a fish story of all fish stories. Together, he and the disciples hauled in a net of 153 fish. John counted them. Before they had landed this eye-popping catch on shore, Peter, upon hearing John identify Jesus standing on that shore, wrapped his outer garment around himself, plunged into the water, and swam to meet Jesus. It appears John wanted to be with Jesus before his companions arrived. Or Jesus did. Peter did. Peter was surely heavily burdened with guilt over denying any association he had with Jesus. How could he ever forget Jesus' eyes looking into his own the night before our Lord's crucifixion when he had denied Jesus, Luke 22? Oh, how Peter had protested when Jesus had predicted his threefold denial before a rooster crowed twice. Never would he do such a thing. He would rather die. Matthew 26. When Jesus breathed his last on the cross, Peter had likely thought he would be forever haunted by his dastardly deed of denial. But Jesus had overcome death. He came back. When would he confront Peter? Peter likely hoped that would happen in private. But alas, it was not until the others had arrived on the shore and Jesus had fed them breakfast that the questions began. And the questions were potent. Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? Simon, son of John, do you love me? Do you love me as a friend? Without mentioning the denials, Jesus went straight to the miserable heart of the matter. From love for his teacher to personal love and friendship, Jesus questioned Peter's integrity. It is no surprise that Peter was grieved, yes, cut to the heart. However, we dare not miss what Jesus said after Peter answered his questions, insisting repeatedly that he loved Jesus. Jesus did not respond, "Then prove it." Rather, he said, "Feed my lambs. Tend to my sheep. Feed my sheep." Jesus had put an end to the guilt and shame of Peter's dishonest denials. He gave Peter a new beginning. Yes, Jesus gave Peter the privilege of feeding and tending Jesus' flock. Jesus freed Peter from the end of guilt and shame that had sprouted from the self-centeredness of sin. He freed Peter to serve his flock. Peter would feed the little children and those new to recognizing Jesus as their good shepherd. He would also tend to those who were following Jesus through the nourishment of his word. Yes, the end became the beginning for God's redeemed, forgiven, and restored Peter. God gave Peter a new beginning of service. Now, of course, as was his impulsive style, Peter questioned how Jesus would deal with John. After all, it was John who had made it possible for Peter to be at Jesus' trial and deny him, from John 18. Jesus reminded Peter to be concerned with himself. Yes, with his own beginning to be Christ's witness for his flock. Jesus has also ended our guilt and shame with his own life and death. He gives us the beginning of each new day to feed others with his word and tend to them with his love. As we think about these last couple sentences, the question must come to mind for each of us, what specific forgiveness for specific sins have you and I received that fill us to overflowing for bringing the forgiveness of Jesus Christ to others? And then, what lambs and sheep are Jesus the Good Shepherd bringing into your life to be fed, tended, and nourished with his act of redemption, comforting rod, and full forgiveness? Oh, wow. And then to hone in, who at this time in your life, my friend, is in most urgent need of the gifts of Christ? Please pray with me. Lord Jesus, the true shepherd who laid down your life for your sheep, we thank you, we praise you, and we rejoice in your work to end guilt and shame with forgiveness and salvation. Grant us joy in feeding and tending those whom your Spirit brings into our lives. Your end to the consequences of our sin have set us free for new beginnings each day. Enable us to direct people to you, the shepherd who can lead them each day and into eternity. All glory to your name, in which we pray. Amen.